Welcome in. Today we're building percussion call and response from scratch for that old school drum and bass vibe, using Ableton Live. Beginner friendly, but the end result is going to feel proper, alive, rolling, and like your drums are having a conversation. Here is the idea. In jungle and DNB, the groove often isn't just kick, snare, hats. It's the little percussion phrases weaving around the backbone. Call and response means bar one says something recognizable, and bar two answers it. Not by changing everything, but by tweaking just enough that your ear goes, oh yeah, that's the reply. By the end, you'll have a tight two-bar loop. Bar one is the call, bar two is the response. Then we'll stretch that into an 8 or 16 bar section with small variations like classic rolling DNB, without turning your beat into a messy percussion solo. Let's set up first. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for old school energy, and it makes the rhythm feel urgent without being ridiculous. Time signature is 4/4. Turn on the metronome. Turn on loop. And set the loop length to 2 bars. Your goal right now, make a 2-bar loop that already grooves before you even think about bass. Now let's build a foundation. Because the percussion can only talk if there's something stable for it to talk around. Create a MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. Load a tight punchy kick, and a classic DNB snare that isn't super long and boomy. Add a closed hat. Open hat is optional. Program your snare on beats 2 and 4 in every bar. If you're thinking in Ableton's grid language, that's 1.2.1 and 1.4.1 for bar 1, and the same positions in bar 2. For the kick, keep it simple. You can do something like 1 on 1.1, another on 1.1.3, and another on 1.3. Don't overthink this. In this lesson, the kick and snare are the spine. The percussion is the personality. Now hats. Program closed hats on 8 notes. So on a 16th note grid, you're hitting every 2 steps. That gives you the roll. Then add just a little human feel. Pick 2 to 4 hat hits and change the velocity down, so you get ghost hats. And if you want swing without doing anything complicated, nudge 1 or 2 hats slightly late. Tiny. We're talking a few milliseconds, not a whole visible chunk of the grid. Next, open the groove pool. Grab a swing 16 groove, any of the subtle ones, and apply it lightly. 10 to 20% is plenty. And for now, apply it mainly to hats and percussion, not necessarily the kick and snare. Old school vibe is often micro-timing more than complexity. Cool. Foundation done. Now we build the call and response. Create a new MIDI track and name it Perk. Load another drum rack. We're going to pick 3 to 5 percussion sounds, but let's keep it sane. I'll give you rolls so it doesn't turn to mush. First roll, the timekeeper. That's your shaker, or a hat-like texture. It's steady, it's usually lower velocity, and it makes everything feel like it's moving forward. Second roll, the speaker. That's your rimshot, woodblock, bongo, conga, something that pops. These accents carry the message. This is where your call and response become obvious. Third roll, glue or air. That could be a rye tip or a tiny tam layer. Use it occasionally, not constantly, just to lift things. Pick your sounds with those rolls in mind. And here is a big coach note. If 2 sounds are both trying to be the speaker, your pattern won't read clearly. Decide who's talking. Now write bar 1 only. This is your call. Put your shaker on 16th notes, but don't make it a machine gun. Remove a few hits. Especially consider making space around the snare so the snare still feels like the punctuation. Then add 2 to 3 accent hits with your speaker sound, like a rim or bongo. Here's a simple example you can copy to start. Place accents at 1.1.4, 1.2.3, 1.3.4, and 1.4.3. Now, make it feel human. Select all your shaker notes and vary the velocity. Aim for something like 40 up to 85. Not random chaos, just enough that it breathes. Then for your accents, keep those stronger. Think 90 to 110. Bar 1 should feel confident and identifiable. If you can loop just bar 1 and you can recognize the accent rhythm, you're winning. Quick readability test. Mute the shaker. Listen to just the accents. Do they still feel like a little phrase? If not, rewrite the accent rhythm before adding more layers. That test will save you hours. Now bar 2, the response. Duplicate bar 1 into bar 2. Important rule, the response is not a whole new beat. It's the same language, different sentence. Change 20 to 40%, not 100. Move 1 or 2 accent hits. Maybe add a tiny fill leading into the loop point, and you can slightly change the shaker density. Drop 1 hit, or add a pickup. Here are 2 old-school response tricks that work constantly. First, the snare as punctuation. Instead of only avoiding it, Place one quiet hit right before the snare as a lead-in, and one quiet hit right after as a tail. That alone can create the impression of a conversation. Second, a triplet camo. Not full triplet drums everywhere, just a hint. Right before a snare, at a subtle tripletish pickup. In live, switch the grid briefly to triplets like a 1/12 grid, and place two quick taps leading into the snare. Keep them low velocity, so it feels like a little shuffle, not a fill that hijacks the groove. Here's a concrete response example you can try. Keep the shaker similar. Change the accents to 2.1.4, 2.2.4, 2.3.3, then add a mini fill at the end, 2.4.3 and 2.4.4 as two quick low velocity taps. Now loop the full two bars. You should hear bar 1 as a statement, and bar 2 as the answer. If you can't hear the conversation yet, simplify. Usually it's too many accents, or accents landing on the snare too often. Now let's talk micro timing, because this is where the old school bounce hides. Simple rule, if your groove feels lazy, nudge accent hit slightly earlier, 1 to 5 milliseconds. If it feels stiff, nudge some ghost or peripheral hit slightly later, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. Keep the kick and snare mostly stable. You want a pocket, not a wobble. Next, group and mix your percussion the clean way, using stock Ableton devices. Select your percussion elements, not the kick and snare foundation, and group them. Name the group Perk Bus. On Perk Bus, add EQ 8 first. High-pass the percussion somewhere around 150 to 250 HE. Most percussion doesn't need low end, and if you leave it, it'll muddy your kick and bass later. If things get harsh, do a gentle dip around 6 to 10 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB, not a scoop out the life move. Then add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is where the old school grit and density starts to show up. You'll feel it more than you'll hear it, and that's perfect. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The point is to glue the call and response together, so it feels like one instrument moving, not a pile of separate hits. Optional. Drum bus. Very lightly. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Usually keep boom off on percussion. Save boom for kick and bass territory. Now space. Old school jungle percussion often feels like it lives in a shared room, not a bunch of separate reverbs. Create a return track for reverb. Use hybrid reverb or the regular reverb. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't swallow the transient. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz to keep it dark and classic. Create another return track for delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter it. Cut the lows and darken the highs a bit. Now the rule. Don't wash the whole shaker. Send only certain accent hits to the reverb and delay. Rim hits, bongo accents, ride tips. That way the groove stays tight, but you still get that atmospheric glue. At this point, you've got a two-bar loop with movement. Now let's make it roll over an arrangement. Here's a simple eight-bar plan. Bars 1 and 2, full call and response loop. Bars 3 and 4, remove one accent in bar 3, bring it back in bar 4. That's tension and release. Bars 5 and 6, add one new answer hit, but only in bar 6. Make it a little surprise. Bars 7 and 8, add a tiny fill right at the end of bar 8 to bring you back to bar 1. And here's a super effective DNB trick. Automate the reverb send on your perk bus, or on specific accents. Gently increase the reverb send as you approach bar 8, then hard cut it right as bar 1 hits again. That creates whoosh and reset energy without any risers, and it sounds very DJ friendly. Let's cover common mistakes so you can dodge them early. 1. Too many percussion sounds at once. Keep it to 3 to 5 core pieces. Tight, not cluttered. 2. Percussion fighting the snare. If your accents land exactly on the snare too often, the snare loses impact. 3. No velocity shaping. If everything is at velocity 100, it's a typewriter, not a groove. 4. Too much reverb on everything. Use sends and keep the shaker mostly dry. 5. Ignoring the low end. High pass the percussion so it doesn't steal headroom from your kick and bass later. Now a couple pro flavor tips, still beginner friendly. Make the response meaner than the call. In bar 2, swap one rim hit for a slightly dirtier version, or use more saturation just for those response hits. You can even do it neatly with an audio effect rack. One chain clean, one chain gritty, and automate the chain selector so bar 2 leans gritty. That makes bar 2 feel like a different voice answering. Another one. Stereo discipline. Keep core rhythmic stuff more centered. Widen only your sparkle layers like shakers or rides, and keep the lows mono safe. If it starts feeling facey or messy, narrow it back down during busy moments. And if you want a break here a vibe, without going on a break hunt, add one very quiet, filtered break texture under the percussion. High pass it around 200 to 400 HC. Super subtle, just enough to give a sampled loop feel. Now your mini practice exercise, so you actually lock this in. Set tempo to 174 BPM just to practice near that range. Choose only three percussion sounds, shaker, rim, bongo. Right bar 1 as the call with two accents, right bar 2 as the response with two different accents, plus a tiny end fill. On your perk bus, add EQ 8 high pass at 200 HZ. Add saturator with 4 dB of drive and soft clip on. Add glue compressor doing about 2 dB of gain reduction. Then export the loop and listen on headphones. Here's the test. Can you hum the accent rhythm without the shaker? If yes, your call and response is working. Let's recap what matters most. A strong call is a recognizable percussion motif in bar 1. A strong response tweaks that motif in bar 2 without rewriting everything. Velocity, timing, and selective send effects are what make it feel old school and alive. Group and process cleanly with EQ8 into saturator into glue compressor. Arrange over 8 to 16 bars with small changes, and you get roll without mess. When you're ready, build three different responses for the same call. One minimal, one with a tiny pickup, and one with that question mark VI where the first strong hit of bar 2 is delayed. Print your perk bus to audio, listen back, and nudge only the accents until it feels intentional. If you tell me your BPM and whether your foundation is two-step, break heavy, or a rolling kick pattern, I can give you an exact two-bar MIDI blueprint with specific note placements to match that style.